Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Keep your family safe with help from Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Kidde detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and give fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Check out all our Kidde safety products and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at
The Burt Show.
All right, so bear with me for 1 second while I get caught up with these guys because I was out yesterday with this chest gunk that I had and fever and whatever. Anyway, I've been dying to talk to you guys about this Tyson Paul fight over the weekend. I've had nobody to talk to about it.
No, you can talk to your bulldog Franny about it.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, that's and she didn't really have an opinion. So the thing that I was texting Mo in the very beginning of the thing because I was so upset that I turned it on and it made sense to me that it was buffering and buffering and buffering because they had 65 million people watching that fight.
I said yesterday that the best fight of the night was the people versus Netflix.
Seriously,
we were all struggling to get some kind of picture, man.
And yet I was reading yesterday that Netflix stock went up after the fight. I guess people are like, okay, they're figuring this whole live event thing out because they're going to start doing football now and more fights on Netflix. So live sports is coming to Netflix, and this was the one that they started on. And I think they knew they were going to get a big crowd, but not 65 million people.
So when you guys were buffering, like, how long did you have to sit there and buffer?
It depends, because it was all night. Like, normally...
Oh, it was?
Yeah, when you get fights like that, normally the main event will struggle a little bit, because obviously that's when the majority of people tune in. But for Netflix, it was the entire time.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, it was a lot worse. It got a little bit better towards the end, but it just varied how long it buffered the entire night.
Oh, that's annoying.
It was very annoying.
Yeah, I had to bail and go to my computer and find it in some dark part of the web, and it worked fine.
Really?
Yeah. But I thought the fight itself was pretty much what we should have expected. You got 60-year-old dude with 27-year-old dude. It was pathetic in some points. I actually have a very different take than I've seen a lot online. I really respect Jake Paul. I got to be honest with you. This dude, the way he promoted this, he promoted the whole thing, all the eyeballs he got on women's boxing also, which turned out to be the best fight of the night.
By far.
And I thought he kind of, to be honest with you, I thought he could have knocked out Tyson whenever he wanted to, and I thought he took it kind of light on him.
He did carry him. I mean, you could tell Tyson, I think after the first round, we all had the nostalgia of wanting to see that old Mike, but yeah, it wasn't there.
Uh-huh.
He was fighting Father Time. And I get the people who respect Jake Paul for what he has done for boxing and for the way he's made his money. You have to respect it.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the boxing purists don't respect the fact that he's always fighting somebody that is not in their prime or like of competition.
That's like the last person that he's trying to impress right now.
That's
I think
true.
At some point he will. But either way, I knew when Tyson was coming out, I don't know if you caught this. Did you see him trip on the way out?
Yes.
That's when I knew, like, okay, this is going to be a long night.
He showed us his cheeks, and then he tripped on the way out.
Yeah, what was up with the cheeks?
I don't know why he did the interview like that, knowing that his cheeks were out, and I don't know why the camera panned to it and zoomed in. It felt like a Saturday Night Live skit, the way that it all played out, but I don't know why they did that.
Because Mike Tyson literally gives no F's.
He don't care.
Yeah. Whatsoever,
there's
right?
That.
So we were all kind of bamboozled, but we should have been when you got a 57-year-old man fighting a 27-year-old man, no matter how great he once was in his prime, this is what was going to happen. And the real winner was Jake Paul in
for
the
sure.
whole thing. All right, so Kristen, in keeping that, it doesn't have to just be Mike Tyson and Jake Paul in a ring. Who else we got?
So this is going to kind of remind you of the celebrity death match that used to air on MTV. So what I have done is I have picked one celebrity that is approximately the age of Mike Tyson, who is 58, and then another celebrity who is approximately the age of Jake Paul, who was 27. And you're going to talk amongst yourselves as to who you think is going to win in said boxing fight. It's time to get stupid with Kristen.
Sometimes it's fun to be stupid.
Everybody gets stupid, stupid. Everybody gets stupid, stupid.
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get
These are like the old claymation celebrity boxing matches, right? Those were so great. Why can't they bring them back?
My favorite show. I don't know why. In retrospect, it's so gory, but something about watching like Justin Timberlake from NSYNC go up against someone from Backstreet Boys, I loved it.
All right, so here we go. Your first match. Snoop Dogg, who is 53, versus Timothy Chalamet, who is 28.
Oh, Snoop all day.
I don't know. Stamina is important when it comes to fighting. Something tells me Snoop doesn't have a lot.
Yeah, right?
That lung capacity is what it used to be.
I don't know. Timothy, I get him.
The lung capacity probably not great for Snoop.
I don't think so.
All right, out the gate. Abby's like, she's going Snoop.
Timothy looks like a sick Victorian child. I don't care how many blunts Snoop has smoked. He's got this one.
Look, you forget that Snoop's history, man, how he grew up. This is a gangbanger right
here. Yeah, but Snoop he's hanging out with Martha Stewart.
He's definitely
Martha Stewart would cut a chick. She, okay. And I was going to use her, but I couldn't because she's 80. Oh.
I'm going Snoop. I got to bet on Snoop on this one.
Snoop.
I have got to go with Snoop on this one also, just for the background.
Thanks.
All right, here we go, guys. Our next match. Mariah Carey, 55, versus Zendaya, 28.
Ooh,
wow.
Wow.
No.
I will be ringside at this one. I'm going Zendaya.
Zendaya's got her. She's going to take one of her Socate Louboutins and smash it right into Mariah's head.
Yeah, Mariah's soft, man. Zendaya.
Ever since the day she came into the Burt show when somebody had to wipe off the top of her Coke can and split open her sandwich to make sure there wasn't anything in there it wasn't supposed to be.
Plus, she would have her dark, dark sunglasses on inside like she did here also. She'd never see the punch coming.
All right. Your next match. Adam Sandler, 58, versus Post Malone, 29.
Wow.
Why do I feel like this would be a good one?
I was actually, no lie, I was pretty proud of these matches.
I'm just going to go with youth on this one. I would hope Post Malone could hold it down.
He's got some moves on stage, so he's got a little quick feet.
And he took a fall once and kept going, so he's a little tough.
I'm going Posty because I just feel like any man with face tattoos shouldn't lose a fight.
Right. I'm going to go with Posty also. Adam Sandler's out there on the streets playing basketball all the time, but at the end of the day, he's still almost 60 years old, and Post Malone's lost a lot of weight. He's been in the gym. I'm going Post.
Well. Okay. So just so you guys recall, Snoop Dogg, 53, you've only gone with one older contender these past two rounds. You went with the younger ones, Zendaya and Post Malone. All right, your next match. Halle Berry, 58. Dua Lipa, 29.
Ooh, I'd be ringside for that one.
Yeah. Oof. That's a tough one.
I know.
I just feel like Halle Berry got some scrap in her. I feel like she's been through enough. She's been through some things. She could channel some energy. She gets that one.
I'm going Halle, too. I don't know what. I'd love Dua Lipa, but she doesn't scream hardworking fighter here.
I'm going with Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
Just because she's young and in shape. I mean, I know she's in the gym all the time.
You see her on stage for sure. There's no doubt. She's got stamina.
Nah, she's famous for a meme where she was dancing and all the people were like, yes, girl, give us nothing. So,
she got no moves.
That was at the beginning of her career.
I saw an interview with her and she said that totally changed her career.
So, you know what? Maybe I should go Dua Lipa because she can take criticism.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Next one, please. Jennifer Lopez, 55. Kylie Jenner, 27.
Oh, wow. She Jenny from the block, right? She's still got to have a couple moves, and I'm going Jennifer.
I get the sense that J-Lo doesn't like to lose, so I think J-Lo is going to take down Kylie Jenner.
I think this would be really ugly. J-Lo would take her down bad. Yeah, like really bad. Like those UFC fighters when they got the guy on the mat and they're supposed to keep pummeling him. Mm-hmm. I think she would do that.
A white towel is coming.
Yeah. All right, here's the last one for this round. I've got a ton of these, by the way, but here is your final matchup of the night. Joe Rogan, 57. Mr. Beast, 26.
Rogan will work his ass.
Rogan is getting him out of there very fast.
Yes. Really?
Absolutely. Yeah.
He's got that like Athletic Green sponsorship. He's interviewed every like biohacker from here to Timbuktu. I'm going Rogan.
And he can fight. He's trained.
Yeah.
That was news to me.
Yeah, he's the real beast in this fight.
Yes, that wouldn't even be close. Uh-oh.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Turn your tax refund into a new bathroom at Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.